put questions to his counsel. I said, Dr. Besson is a liar. We know that he's a liar because he himself has told us that he's a liar, that when he registered these properties in his name, he was doing so falsely. There was dead silence. People do wicked things. It doesn't mean we must take our standards from their vision of the world. And the function of courts in times of greater stress and crisis is precisely to maintain and entrench the very values that are under threat from people who want to overthrow the democratic order and principles of human rights.
That was Albie Sachs, and he continues his essay series on Thursday evening, reflecting on the issues of equality in the new South Africa. Strange Justice was first broadcast on Radio 3 in June last year. The time now is 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction. Here's Nick Luscombe. Good evening.
Good evening, Ian. What do you think of organ music?
I think if someone from Late Junction were to ask me that question, I should say I like it because I'm prepared to be surprised.
All right, well, how about this?
Thank you.
Welcome once again to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, and starting tonight's show with the stunning dynamics of the Oliver Nelson Orchestra, together with the true master of the Hammond B3 organ, Mr. Jimmy Smith. I love that it takes him 2 minutes to kind of be bothered to start playing on the track, but once he does, sounds incredible. And that track recorded in 1962, A Walk on the Wild Side. And organ music of all kinds are featured during my next couple of weeks. Let me know if there's a particular organ favourite that you want me to feature on the show over the next couple of weeks. I'm also looking at some video game music, which I'll be exploring again here at Late Junction, with sounds coming up tonight from the popular Fez platform game. And in background, music which is pretty hard to find from London producer Paul White. The new EP is called Watch the Ants. It's packed with kind of new directions in hip-hop, plus the occasional excellent instrumental productions like this, Seagull Conscience.
Que o vento passou, rasgou meu pranto, Deus. casaco desde que o vento deixou o meu abrigo nos teus braços e o que o vento levou ninguém mais se acostumou a viver sem.
Africando from their forthcoming 8th studio album released on the Stones record label, Viva Africando, the name of it. Hasn't totally blown me away, the album, if I'm honest, but that's the standout track for me, Bore Yaijama. I suspect they're brilliant live, and I haven't actually seen them live, so hopefully I'll do that at some point. And before that, from Brazil, Dom Lenina, otherwise known as Dominique Pinto. She's an accomplished cellist and vocalist who's worked with the likes of Jane Birkin and English singer Piers Faccini. I played you O Vento. Feel free to get in touch via Twitter at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. We're live here on 8 Junction tonight. Traditional music updated now with the next couple of tracks. Firstly, from a project sponsored by the English Folk and Dance Song Society, featuring contributions from a number of folk luminaries such as Seth Lakeman, Martin Simpson and Nancy Kerr. This is the full English with this version of Brig Fair, which, as you're about to hear, features the original recording of the song performed by Joseph Taylor back in 1905.
It was on the 5th of August, the weather hot and fair, unto Brig Fair I did to repair, for love I was inclined. I got up with the lad in the morning, in the three hearts of the sea. Thank you.
saw he rode out one morning down by a riverside. I heard a lovely maid lament, the tears fell from her eyes. This is a cold and stormy night, these words I heard her say. My love is on the raging seas, bound for America. John Riley is my true love's name, he lives down by the quay. He is as fine a young man as ever you did see. My father, he has riches great, but Riley, he is poor. Because I love my sailor dear, they will not me endure. My mother took me by the hand, to me these words did say. If you are fond of Riley, you must leave this country. Your father said he'd take his life, and that without delay. So you must either go abroad or shun his company. Oh, mother dear, don't be severe, for where I send my love, my very heart lies in his breast as constant as a dove. Oh, daughter dear, I am not severe, here is £1,000. Send Riley to America to purchase thee some ground. When she had got the money, to Riley she did run. This very night to take your life, my father charged his gun. Here is £1,000 in gold my mother sent to you. Sail off unto America, and I will follow you. When Riley got the money, next day he sailed away. And when he'd got his foot on board, these words I heard him say. This is a token of true love, I will break it in two. You have my heart and half the ring, till I do seek out you. In about a 12-month after, she was walking by the sea, when Riley he came back again to take his love away. The ship got wrecked, all hands were lost, her father grieful sore, found Riley drowned in her arms and washed up on the shore. He found a letter in her breast, it being wrote with blood. How cruel was my father that thought to shoot my love. Oh, this might be a warning to all fair mates, so gay. Don't ever send your true love unto America.
Col grande splendore.
It's Anna Maria Freeman performing Regina Silvana, recomposed by Gavin Bryce. And before that, I played you The Trugs with Riley's song, taken from a CD, Shepherd of the Downs, featuring songs of Sussex shepherd and singer Michael Blan. And I picked that music up at the Dartmoor Folk Festival just a couple of weeks ago in a little village called South Zeal. And we hear a lot about the big UK festivals that take place across the UK, but I'm really curious now about these really small festivals with just a few hundred people. If you're going to anything like that, a small festival still over the summer or the autumn, then let us know. Tweet at BBC Radio 3, email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Don't forget the hashtag for the tweet, of course, for Late Junction. Also let me know what kind of organ music you'd like me to play. If we can squeeze that in for the shows later in the week, we'll do that, or for next week, of course. Other festivals to mention, the Sundown Festival and the Underground Music Festival as well. So yeah, try and let us know what festivals you might be going to. Some more summer music now from 1971, from a great album called Laid Back by professional American surfer Corky Carroll and Friends. You can really hear and feel the sun-bleached West Coast seaside vibes in this next track, Ain't Nothing in the World.
There ain't nothing in the world that could make me change my mind, give me time to love you. There ain't nothing in the books that says I can't take a look, I should have took you before. The stars that says I can't you from Mars, I should have took you before. There ain't nothing in the world I could make me change my mind, give me time to love.
Keep me up, try to keep up. if I'm just keeping it, trying to keep up.
Keep on going when there's no end in sight. I keep it up, it won't go slow. Now when it's not, you might be back tonight. Keep it up.
Little love that didn't leave me now. Thought about that.
Keep it up.
Can't leave me now.
Keep it up.
Forgot about. That you're letting me try is only lonely.
Keeping up,
keeping up, trying to keep up.
Keeping up, keeping up.
Keeping up, keeping up, trying to keep up.
Keeping up, keeping up.
When they look at you, you like it. That I can't catch you keeping up.
Keeping up.
With the feeling of it all, yeah. What do you like? And what you love?
Truly hypnotic music. I just love the simplicity of that, and great vocal performances as well from Jennifer Warnes and Joyce Bowden, plus drum programming and vocals from Arthur Russell. That's Keeping Up. Thanks for your tweets so far tonight about festivals. I'll read some of those out in a second. And more music from Brazil now, from Donna Zaira, together with Brazilian composer and multi-instrumentalist Hermeto Pascoal, and a style of music very popular in the northeast of the country called Forró. This is Mal na Urtiga.
vocês. Quero meto, Pascoal.
Aí, deixa.
Tá bonito?
Tá lindo.
Então fica à vontade, mestre.
Vai, vai. Aí. Deu.
Vai lá. We'll be right back.
Turkish clarinet maestro Kunyet Sepetki with his band Orchestra Dolapdere. I played a track from this album when I was on Late Junction earlier in the summer, and since then it's been released on the LM Duplication label. From it, that was excellent, Gogocula. And I'm going to be delving into the world of video game music over the next couple of weeks. Kind of just recently figured that the sort of soundtracks of video games over the past 30 years must equate for a pretty high percentage of the total amount of music people actually listen to in that time, but it's so rarely played anywhere than just on the games consoles or the smartphones themselves. But a lot of the music is really great quality and incredibly well worked out. It's slowly dawning on me also that I've probably heard the music to Nintendo Mario Kart slightly more than probably any other piece of music in my entire life, which is very worrying, but great music nonetheless. This is a really good example from Rich Vreeland, otherwise known as Disasterpiece, with what is regarded as the best chiptune of 2012 from the game Fez. This is Adventure.
Stop. Italian progressive rock band Piccioli dal Pozzo, who formed in Genoa in 1976 and very gradually, very slowly released five albums over a period of about 40 years. Not entirely prolific, but considered quite unconventional in the world of Italian progressive rock, showing influences of both the UK's Canterbury scene and sort of jazz rock avant-garde music. And before that, Pendle Poucher, otherwise known as ID Monster, with the beautifully robotic closing track on the Be More Like Water album, Start Something New. And it's Nick Luscombe here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. Thank you very much for tweets tonight. One from Celtic First saying that they had a great day in Shrewsbury yesterday with Caper Cayley, the Be Good Tanyas and Mark Erelai all playing down there. Also Mark Roberts, who really enjoyed the Dominique Pinto track from earlier on. He says the world fell silent. Yeah, great piece of music. And if you missed it, check back on the BBC iPlayer later on. You can hear the whole show all over again, which is great. Musical collective Donzo formed when Ed Banger Records producer Crazy Baldhead heard his Parisian neighbour playing an unknown instrument which turned out to be the West African Donzo Ngoni. The two started making music, and over time they kind of reached out to more musicians to create a live unit. Actually, Lopa played a track from Donzo on World on 3 last Friday, so you can catch that on the iPlayer as well. The second album, Den Fila, was recorded in Bamako last year, and from it, this is Sibi Ur.
I'm gonna go.
Latvian accordionist Ksenija Sidorova with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and Thomas Gordon violin. That was Oblivion. And before that, Boston-based Venezuelan Leo Blanco from his latest album Pianoforte, that taps into a real huge variety of music from Latin American, African jazz and European classical. A short piece called Haiku for Midnight Bells and Piano. There's a new album from Liverpool's Laura J. Martin on the way, and we've got an exclusive and upfront cut from it here on Late Junction. She's been described as having a sound and style not unlike Bjork, Bonnie Dobson and also Kate Bush. And I've seen her perform quite a few times, always brilliant and very engaging, using flute, mandolin and xylophone all mashed up and looped live. This is Dream of Sin.
Could be hiding.
Yeah, I watched the Woody Allen film Vicky Cristina Barcelona for the first time just about a week ago. And if you've seen it, you know it's got a really excellent soundtrack, including that by Paco de Lucía called Entre Dos Aguas. The Sound of Cinema. So this autumn, BBC Radio is presenting a season of programmes dedicated to the composers, songs and film scores that form the soundtrack to the big screen. Here on 8 Junction, we'll be playing our part as well, and that will be during Max's Week, which starts on the 17th of September and the following 2 weeks with Fiona. Now, if you want to hear something from a favourite film or part of a score that you especially like, then contact us at BBC Radio 3 hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I had a word with Max and also with Fiona to see if they had any specific themes. Max said he's looking for your help choosing noir film soundtracks and the wonderful playback music of Bollywood. And Fiona's kind of looking for pieces that would fit well with the film, but never actually was. So, two really interesting ways to get involved here at BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. I also played you music from Martin Eastwell just before that Paco de Lucía track, performing the Corby and the Piggott from a new album of 17th century Scottish lute music, which was discovered in a book of songs and poems written and collected by Lady Margaret Wemyss between 1629 and 1648. And now in the background, music that was put together for a contemporary dance performance that took place in Club Berghain in Berlin earlier this year. This was composed by veteran house music producer Henrik Schwartz. There's a whole soundtrack to the event on a really good album called Masse, released on Ostgodton. This is Unknown Touch. That's Henrik Schwartz with Unknown Touch from Massa. And that's pretty much it. Many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction. Tomorrow night, I'll be back with more organ music, more video game music. And don't forget, let us know which organ music you kind of like to hear. We'll try and squeeze that in. Also, music from Aphex Twin and Nick Jones. So lots more to look forward to tomorrow night. Going to leave you
with a piece of music originally released in 1971 on the Black Jazz record label from the debut album by jazz guitarist Calvin Keyes. Want to send you off drifting into the night. This is Shawneek. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 and performances now from Zagreb in 2012 of a quartet of cantatas Martin, who wrote in the States in the 1950s towards the end of his life, that look back to his Czech roots. He gave them the overall title Songs of the Czech Highlands, and they make use of the quick rhythms of bohemian folk music and the raw edge of folk bands, recreating in a much simpler fashion the kind of atmosphere invoked with genius by Stravinsky in The Wedding. This first of Martinu's cantatas is the opening of the wells, the annual ritual of cleaning the wells in spring, so that after the clogging mud of winter, the pure spring water can flow again.
Najmilija će kraljevnom bit lako i ukrasit vrč cvijećem koje rana vida. Za kraljevnom u povorci često djeveruše idu, traže mjesto. I za njih pak poskakuju kicoši bez stida. Pa svi uzmu motike i kuke, lopate i grablje sad u ruke. Djevojke pak svežanj prepun cvijeća. Dotjerana kraljevna u sredini šeta, čista ko jutro s 14 ljeta. Vjetar je ljubit krene, tolika mu je sreća. S njima htjede zaplesati. Sad ne vjetre, već put nam skrati do studenca tužnoga najviše. Vodi ih kroz cvijeće i travu. I on bi htio piti vodu plavu. Njima uz rame samo tiho diše. polukružno okružiše vrelo. Jedva diše i blatno je cijelo. Pa u travu položiše motike, lopate i trijeske. Kamen odvališe. Vrutak ko mači presti stane. Kraljevnu i njega ostaviše same kad je travom rasprostrla rubac bijeli. Pa su se za ruke primili, oko njih dvoje kolo načinili. Pjesmu svi su pjevati htjeli. Studenac ustima kraljevne odgovara. Gdje sve su blatne grude krile, zariše svoje lopate još dublje vile. Koliko je na dnu pretužnoga kala i kanal koji nevene i jablane hrani, zemljom juri žustrije kao konji vrani, jer mu blato odnješe, a lopata je na stijeni stala. Iz blatnih voda blato sve brižno mu sputa daleko odnose. S lopate bace ga tu, gdje sunce jako pali, pa postane nečist, čista zemlja koju sve što raste hvali.
Thank you.
anemon. Zdenac govori ustima kraljevne. Kraljevna je sjela na maramu raširenu, zagnjurila vrčić u srebrnu pjenu, na sve strane svijeta vodu izlila, pa da svatko zdravljem obdaren tu bude, uzela je lišće srodne grude, iza se ga bacila, oblacima pričala. Koda su studencu ruke primili i do sela s njime bježali. Kvrču su piti doveli kozu i ovcu svaku, majsku vodu studenu na šumskome izvoru Sikovečkom ribnjaku. Svakog je ljeta tako tu u maju. Vrutke ovdje djeca s mjesta ko srce zemlji otvaraju. Da rodnu grudu polja na baš svakoj gori, da se potok i rijeka vodom vrutka ljeska, da se zaželi mekog pjeska i da bistrost u plićaku se stvori. I studenci žele vode čiste kao što djeco vi ste. Za proljećem oni sada čeznu, pa su se studenci mali za vrutke bojat stali da u koli oni ne greznu, u blatu i u kamenju kao čovjek svak u nevolju, jer u njima bi vode skroz nestalo. a na površinu svoju oni rišu neba boju. Njih kad ne bi bilo, o tlo bi se razbilo.
Octasem jeseň, co před ní bylo jara zim. Z oblohy šlehají plameny jehev žabin a cíti švůni poslední. Вітрності чисте, яко я і всіхні вісте, і стара бжіза обживена. Сем дома, сем дома, сем дома. Cestou starou, zmenou v patách ve spomince jaro, a právě jako tenkraté, že nemohla takto za doma díva. Já jejma očima se znovu dívám, Шейте мені по снігу облаття. В кабатку ще плем зимі, яко тен кратю засе з ними. Цо біло уж єда. Прамен блато занесло, а звання лісти знову є хледам, а хлопки чистим шебами нені уже так до співу.